Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again for our time of devotion and prayer. For today, our verses will come from 2 Chronicles, and we will cover today verses 1 through 12. So we will go ahead and get started. Morning! So today our focus is on how to respond to an attack. And we are coming from 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1 through 12. So just to kind of start going through, starting at verse 1, we know that the Moabites, the Ammonites, and some of the Munites have declared war on Jehoshaphat. And some of the messengers came and told Jehoshaphat that a vast army from Edom was marching against him, and they were coming from beyond the Red Sea. And with all of this information, Jehoshaphat was completely terrified by the news that he had received, and he begged for the Lord for guidance. He begged the Lord for guidance. So Jehoshaphat was experiencing something that was too big for him, something that he could not handle on his own, and he needed guidance and direction, and he didn't try to figure it out on his own. He went to the one and only true and living God to guide him through this attack that was on him. So Jehoshaphat also ordered everyone in Judah to fast. So not only has he gone to God for guidance, he has also instructed the people of Judah to fast, a time to abstain from food and to seek God, a time for them to be separated and set apart and spend this extra time confessing their sins and praying to God to help them. And fasting and praying also allowed them to depend solely on God and God alone. So during this time of prayer and fasting, they would be reminded of their weaknesses, and just the same as if we are to fast and pray as well, a time to be reminded of where we are weak and knowing that we as well as them, they needed to be strengthened. So being reminded of their weaknesses and knowing how they needed God to strengthen them and move on their behalf. Next, Jehoshaphat went out to the people of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple, and he prayed. So if we look at verse 6, he prayed, and I'll read verse 6 through 12, which is Jehoshaphat's prayer. He prayed, O Lord, God of our ancestors. So he prayed to the God of their ancestors. He did not go talking to his ancestors. He prayed to the Lord, God of our ancestors. You alone are the God who is in heaven. You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. So as he's starting this prayer out, Jehoshaphat is expressing adoration for God, and he's worshiping God for who he is. And that is something that we can model in our own personal prayer life as well, is just expressing adoration for who God is, what he's done, and what he's capable of doing as well. So if we look at verse 7, O our God, did you not drive out those who lived in this land when your people Israel arrived? And did you not give this land forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? So Jehoshaphat reminded God of what he had done in the past. And it wasn't that God forgot about what he had done. It was a reminder for Jehoshaphat to know what God has done in the past and having faith that if God has been able to do these things in the past, that surely God could show up for him when a vast army is coming to attack him. Verse 8, your people settled here and built this temple to honor your name. They said, whenever we are faced with any calamity such as war, plague, or famine, we can come to stand in your presence. Before this temple where your name is honored, we can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us and rescue us. Verse 10, and now we see what the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir are doing. You would not let our ancestors invade those nations when Israel left Egypt, so they went around them and did not destroy them. Now which you gave us an inheritance, O our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking for you for help. We are looking to you for help. So just like Jehoshaphat, we know that there are attacks on our life from the enemy, whatever situation or circumstance that you may currently be in, or even something that is completely out of your control that you cannot do on your own. Being able to give that situation over to God, being able to seek God for guidance, and even going into a time of fasting. And I will also encourage you all to fast with other people as well. And as God leads you to. So I have a friend that I fast with. We call them friendship fast. And we fasted probably on average, maybe once a quarter, whatever God leads us to for that specific period of time. And it's been things as far as fasting for new beginnings, double portion, renewal, whatever God is leading us to fast during that time. So one, you can be fasting on your own and also encouraging others to come and fast with you as well. Going to God in prayer, acknowledging that He is the one and only true God who can help you through whatever it is that you are facing or that you are going through. Also, asking God for His favor and remembering what He's done for you in the past. A lot of times we get into a situation or a circumstance and we don't think that God can bring us out, or we don't think that God can deliver us. We don't think that God can help us. But a lot of times it truly helps if you can remember what God has done in the past. And if he's brought you out of something in the past, know that if He's done it before, that He can do it again. Also, standing on God's promises and completely dependent on Him and Him alone, and knowing that He is the one who's able to help you. So we are actually going to go through this entire chapter. We'll probably spend another week or two, because this is a fairly long chapter, but it is really great. So another thing that we will be covering is this battle is not yours, as well as this battle is not yours, and praise and worship confuses the enemy. So those are two topics that God has given me to cover during this time of reading 2 Chronicles 20. So I do encourage you during your time this week to read 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And really focus this week on these first 12 verses and just being able to go to God in prayer just as Jehoshaphat has. So we will go before the Lord in prayer on this morning and just asking that you all could humble yourself and join me during this time of prayer. So dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be able to see another week, oh God. We thank you that you have allowed us to be in your presence on this morning, oh God. We thank you even for meeting us here on this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father, for who you are, oh God. We thank you, Father, for this word that you have given us on this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are a just God. We thank you, Father, that you are sovereign. We thank you, Father, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Father, that you are powerful, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are mighty, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our strength, O God. We thank you, Father, that you are our deliverer, O God. And we thank you, Father, for how you are going to deliver us from every attack that the enemy tries to place over our lives, oh God. But we come before you right now, oh God, just asking, Lord, that you will even cancel out any assignments that the enemy does have over our lives, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will keep us covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to lead us and guide us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will order our steps, oh God. We come before you on this morning, Lord, just confessing our sins to you, Lord, just asking that you will forgive us for things that we've done and said that have not been pleasing to you, oh God. Anything that we've done that has not been godly, that has not displayed godly characteristics, oh God, we ask, Father, for forgiveness, oh God, and we thank you that just as your word says, that if we confess our sins, that you are just and faithful to forgive us, oh God. We pray, Lord, that whatever situation that we are currently facing right now in our own personal lives and our families and our marriages and our relationships, oh God, and our friendships, oh God, that you will allow us to be able to hand those things over to you right now, oh God. Any disagreements, oh God, any confusion, oh God, any chaos, oh God, any health issues, oh God, any problems on our jobs, oh God, those who are seeking employment, oh God, those who have been laid off, oh God, those who have been furloughed, oh God, we hand all those things over to you, oh God, and we trust you, Father. We trust you, Lord, because we know that you are sovereign, oh God. We trust you, Father, because we know that you are a way maker, oh God. We trust you, Father, because we know that you are our sustainer, oh God, that you are our supplier, oh God. And just as your word says that you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will give us guidance, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will give us direction in every area of our life, oh God. Help us to seek you in all things, oh God. Help us to seek you first, your kingdom and righteousness, so that all things may be added unto us, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you will lead us all into a time of prayer and fasting where we are able to consecrate ourselves, oh God, where we are able to get in your presence, oh God, where we are able to get in your word, oh God, where we are able to seek you in prayer, oh God, and where we are able to receive a word and guidance and direction from you and you alone, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to stay in the center of your will, oh God. Align our thoughts with yours, oh God. Help us to think as you think, oh God. Help us to move as you move, oh God. Help us to operate as you would, oh God. Any area of our life, oh God, that does not line up with who you are and what your word says, oh God, I pray, Lord, that you will reveal those things to us, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you will expose those things in our life, oh God, and allow us, Father, to be able to turn from those things, oh God. So we come before you, Lord, just repenting, Father, from all things that are not like you, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will transform us, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will change us from the inside out, oh God. We ask that you will renew us, oh God, and anoint us afresh, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for how your word gives us guidance on how we are to handle situations that we face each and every day, oh God. And we stand on your word today, oh God, knowing that you will help us, oh God, that you will deliver us, oh God, and that you will bless us, oh God, and that you will keep us, oh God. So as we go on through this week, Lord, we just ask, Father, for your hand to continue to be upon us, oh God, that you will guard us, oh God, that you will protect us, Lord, that you will keep a shield of protection around us, Lord. We ask, Father, that this day, that this morning, each and every day of this week, oh God, that you will help us to be able to put on the full armor of God so that we are able to stand against the evil schemes and attacks of the enemy, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that we have your word to be able to fight back with, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will allow us to know that we can fight back in worship as well, oh God, that no matter what is coming across our path, our life, oh God, that we can praise our way through it, oh God, that we can worship our way through it, oh God. So this week, Lord, allow us to be able to assume a posture of prayer, oh God, a posture where we are able to worship you for who you are, oh God, for what you have done, oh God, and even the things that you're getting ready to do, oh God. So we bless your name on this morning, oh God. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do on this week, oh God. We pray, Father, for favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, for a double portion of your favor and your spirit to fall upon us on this week, oh God. And we wait, Father, we wait eagerly with great expectations, oh God, knowing that you are getting ready to move in a mighty and miraculous way in our lives, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We praise you right now, oh God, for the victory, oh God. We praise you right now, oh God, for the blessings that are coming on this week, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We praise you and we ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you all so much for tuning in today. And I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. Today was, I have to do something this morning, but Next week, we're back to 7 a.m. So I love you guys, and I pray that you have a blessed and amazing day, and I will see you all next week. And as always, if you have any prayer requests, you can feel free to email them to me at hello@aspiritualwarrior.com, or many of you have been DMing me or messaging me your prayer requests. So keep me lifted in prayer this week, as I will be keeping you all lifted, and I will see you all soon. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.